You can forget about the Beatles. It's Chuck Berry. That's where it's at, man. Reelin' and Rockin', Brown-Eyed Handsome Man. Anyway, farewell, 90 years. Not a perfect human by any means, but the stuff, the work product he left us will last a long time. And that's going to do it for me and Dusty Grooves. This is Sandman. Thanks for all the calls. Thanks for listening. It's always a blast, and I look forward to returning again in the very near future. It is 11 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Smash It Back.
KGNU's legendary show, Smash It Back, on Friday nights from 11 to 12, has changed the face of Colorado's punk music scene. This weekly blast of classic punk and other junk explores all areas of classic punk that has influenced Colorado and nationwide. That's Smash It Back on Friday nights from 11 to 12 p.m. on KGNU.
Thanks, Ann Canelo, for the excellent promo there for Smash It Back. And thanks to Sandman, erstwhile Smash It Back DJ, for an excellent blues show. Hey, it is time for Smash It Back, classic punk and other junk. My name is Stephen Whitehead. I'll be here with you till midnight playing some classic punk and other junk. We're going to start off tonight with something from SSD, a little song about smoking. Called Get It Away. So keep it here, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. We'll be right back.
your lifestyle contradict the words you write for the songs you sing? Sing, 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 sing. What they bring up? Just about the unemployed, you don't know work, you need the money. Reality you can't avoid. Do you wanna work? Do you wanna work? Do you really wanna work for the money? Do you wanna work? Do you wanna work? Do you really wanna work for the system?
We'll be right back.
Bit before 11:17 here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. Smash It Back show in full effect. B23 just dropped into the studio. Said, hey. I said, hey, you're going to be on tomorrow night. He said, no, I'm going to Thailand. So, you're looking for E23. He's not going to be around. Anyway, we just heard there from a band called Pillsbury Hardcore. In a Straight Edge Limbo is the name of that album. Came out in 1984 on Fart Blossom Records. These guys are from Pomona, California. And that track was called Pot is Lame. Kind of a touchy subject for Boulder, I think, but it's kind of true, man. Pot is kind of lame. I don't know. That's the way I think of it. But, you know, I found that from a really cool blog called Good Bad Music. And I don't know if it's still up or not. That was years ago when I found it, but it's a pretty cool blog if you want to look for it. Before that, we heard from Anti-Cemex, a Swedish band from 1986. That was a track called Make My Day from their EP. They're named after a pest control company, and I guess Cemex means bedbug in Swedish. So they're anti-bedbugs. Who isn't? You know, that's a good thing to line up against, because bedbugs are apparently pretty nasty. Man, I'm glad I've never had them. Ugh. Anyway, before that we heard from the Dead Kennedys with Bedtime for Democracy. That was a track called Hop with the Jet Set. Talking about how shallow everyone is, and we all ruin the world by jumping around and just destroying everything we touch. Kind of sad. Before that, we heard from Subhumans. That was Reason for Existence, taken from, in this case, the awesome collection called EPLP. It's their first four EPs all on one record out on Blurred Records. It's Demolition War, Reason for Existence, Religious Wars, and Evolution all together. Man, what an awesome band. Also heard from the Butthole Surfers with Tornadoes. I guess that was an extra track from Rembrandt Pussy Horse. Didn't come out on the original release, but there it is. That was their second album, Rembrandt Pussy Horse. I remember being about 16 maybe in Aspen, Colorado, on a little vacation with the family, and I stumbled into this record store thinking it wasn't going to be very cool, but it really was very cool. And the guy that was running the store, I guess it was his store, was just this very strange dude, and he was playing the Butthole Surfers. And I thought, man, this is awesome. And I bought the album. Very cool. Hey, we started off with SSD, band out of Boston. Society System Decontrol, I think, is the full title of that band. That was a track called Get It Away, talking about cigarettes. Don't you dare steal my air. Don't you dare steal my air, because I care. I think that's awesome, and you know, there's been all these restrictive laws, at least in Boulder, and I think probably nationwide, about smoking. You can't smoke in restaurants or bars anymore, a lot of places. Now you can't smoke within 15 feet of a door. And I notice people around my work going out and sneaking smokes next to the dumpster. I think the next law might be that you have to actually have your hand on a dumpster when you're smoking. I don't know. I'm not saying that's how it should be, but that might be where it's going. Anyway, the bed music just ended right there. We're going to go on to something now from the Vibrators. This is Pure Mania on Smash It Back. 11:37:57 here at KGNU. Smash it back. Just heard there from Wasted Youth from their album Reagan's In. Awesome, super awesome stuff out of L.A. back in the day, maybe 1984. Not exactly sure. That was a track called You're a Jerk. Before that, we heard from the Circle Jerks with Bad Words, taken from their compilation Golden Shower of Hits. Also heard from a single. That's a cassette single from Poison Idea. That was We Got the Beat. Of course, the Go-Go's cover. That was my first kind of independent concert that I went to. My buddy's stepmom worked for Barry Fay, and I remember she had this signed 7-inch of Dead Kennedys' Too Drunk to F in the like cool glass album cover area of her house. I thought it was pretty cool. Anyway, she took us to the Red Rocks, and we got to go backstage and check out the Go-Go's and climb through the little tunnel up to the sound booth. Tried to smoke a joint with his cousin or somebody, but we could never get it lit the whole show. Anyway, that was Poison Idea covering that Go-Go's song. We got the beat. Before that, we heard from Polar Bear Club. That was from the tribute to Repo Man, which came out in 2012 on American Laundromat Records. That was, of course, TV Party. And before that, we heard The Real Kids with Do the Boob. That's a Boston band from way back in the day, 1977, on Red Star Records. We also heard from Claude Coma and the IVs. That was Who Owns America, taken from the album Art from Sin, the only LP from Claude Coma, out in 1982. And we started off with Pure Mania from the Vibrators off of V2. Those guys backed up Iggy Pop on the 77 tour and apparently are still touring in some fashion. All right, we're kind of running out of time here. I did a little covers there by accident and realized when I was putting the show together that I got a lot of covers. So here's a few more. Here's L7 with Let's Lynch the Landlord. Smash back.
Drug me! feels coming, I got the bell coming, with your magazine coming, with your friend fucking away. I need a party bar for a super weekend. Go, leave my love, yes, see myself.
All right, just about 5 till midnight here at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. Wrapping up Smash It Back, come to you every Friday night from 11 to midnight playing some classic punk and other junk. My name is Stephen Whitehead. I've been here with you tonight. Next week, we got Steve Vegas. Tune in for that. And hey, last week we had DJ Marlowe. She did an excellent job. Kind of passed out about halfway through the show and tuned in the next day on afterfm.com and listened to the rest, and it was awesome. So thanks a lot, DJ Marlowe. We'll be hearing more from her in the future. We just heard there from the Square Cools, taken from the best compilation in the world, Not So Quiet on the Western Front, or at least one of the best compilations. I Don't Want to Die for My Country. Before that, we heard from Bad Brains with Attitude. That was off of Rock for Light. And we heard Necros with Police Brutality, in this case taken from Conquest for Death and EPs. And before that, we continued my little kind of accidental cover set. And in fact, all of these songs were taken from the same cover album, Virus 100. It was a bunch of alternative Tentacles covers, basically all Dead Kennedys songs. So we heard Neurosis doing Saturday Night Holocaust, Sepultura with Drug Me, and L7 with Let's Lynch the Landlord. All right, the Butcher's in the house for Sleepless Nights, and I've got a special song going out to the Butcher. I've played this a couple times over the last 6 years that Smash It Back's been around, but it's been a few years now, and man, it's just perfect for the Butcher, because it's called Butcher Baby by the Plasmatics. Stay tuned. It's KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. Here's the Plasmatics with Butcher Baby on Smash It Back.
Butcher Baby, they're gonna put you away.
It is so sick.
Butcher Baby, dressed up in red. Butcher Baby, mess in your head. Butcher Baby, go on at night. Butcher Baby, turn on the light.
Today's the day, but somebody's gonna put you away.